Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one here on this Hump Day Wednesday, July 30th, 2025 edition. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show. Again, Dr. Jeff's phone number, 906-635-5910. If you guys could store that in your phone, I'd greatly appreciate it. And again, if you would like to consider having Dr. Jeff check out your animal, you can have your veterinarian or your clinic hospital that you take your animal to and ask them to email forward the records of your animal to info@sualthospital.com. Sue, S-A-U-L-T, animalhospital.com. Greatly appreciate if you would like a second opinion or you would just like to have Jeff stored in your phone for any emergencies. You can give him a call, 906-635-5910. This segment brought to you by the commercial you just heard. Mike Lindell's MyPillow Company is offering to our listening family his beginning of summer end sale. Basically, this month, today, tomorrow, Friday, starting August 1st, he is going to put on a sale for us only. So if you go to his website, mypillow.com, put in the cart whatever items you would like, towels, sheets, perhaps a new MyPillow 2.0, slippers, whatever, dog bed. Put it in the cart, look at the retail price, and then put in the promo code TRUCKERRANDY with no space. One word, TRUCKERRANDY. Two R's next to each other, no space. Hit apply. See how much you're going to get off. 50, 60, 70, up to 80% off certain items on his website. He's got certain inventories that he'd like to offer bigger discounts on. So just put in that promo code, see how much you save. Absolutely love these products. Use them every single day. I sleep on my MyPillow 2.0 new pillow. We have the Giza Dream Sheets on the bed right now. The towels are phenomenal. Best, most absorbent towels on the planet. Absolutely love the towels. I'm wearing the slippers right now. Absolutely love them. So again, check it out on the website, mypillow.com. Shop away, put in your cart whatever you'd like, and then put in the promo code TRUCKERRANDY. One word, no space. And then hit apply, and you'll see how much of a discount you get. So greatly appreciate you guys doing that. He's been a longtime sponsor. He's back with us. We greatly appreciate it. And I would like you guys to get some great products at a huge savings and free shipping by using that promo code TRUCKERRANDY. Next year is an election year. We already know that. Trucker, you've been talking about it already. I put a little assignment out yesterday. Did any of you guys get this mailer from John James? And evidently, we're the only ones that got it because nobody else has said that they have received it. But I also asked you to talk with people that you interacted with yesterday. I don't know if any of you were able to do it. Send me a text if you were. But basically, do you know who's running for governor next year? Do you know who's running for U.S. Senate? I said I was willing to bet the gas station clerk the waitress or waiter, the person interacting with you at the grocery store, cashier, the clerk checking you out there. Did anybody know anything about any of these candidates? Well, there's some very interesting races that are lining up that I want to make sure you guys are aware of. Because if you know some of these areas, you know people downstate, maybe perhaps you can reach out to them and see if they have heard of any of this chatter that's going on statewide. Primarily focused on Senate districts. Why? Well, there's 38 state senators supposedly needed to service the state of Michigan to represent us. Right now, we only have 37. That's because this governor, Gretchen Whitmer, refuses to call for a special election to fill the 35th state senate district seat. Kind of interesting. Not calling for that election, those people have been without representation in the state senate since January 1st. Well, MERS News Service continuing to gather insights and chatter as to who's worth watching for the state senate elections ahead of next year 2026 election, especially when it comes to who could replace some of Lansing's term-limited long-timers. Senate Minority Leader Eric Nesbitt, term-limited out, running for governor. Former Secretary of State, State Senator Ruth Johnson from the Holly area. By the way, Nesbitt is from Pawpaw, the Lawton area, southwestern part of the state. Ruth Johnson lives in Holly, and the Michigan Republican Party chairman, Jim Runstead, Republican from White Lake. So looking at Senate District 20, who's going to fill the shoes of Senate Minority Leader, Governor candidate Eric Nesbitt from Lawton? During his time in Lansing, the Southwest Michigan farmer led the state's lottery commission, scrutinized Governor Gretchen Whitmer's appointees when Republicans controlled the Senate, and was a major fundraiser for House Republicans last year. With Nesbitt both being term limited and running for governor, there are several Republicans being looked at as viable successors. Question is, will State Representative Pauline Wenzel run for Nesbitt's seat? Wenzel, former program director for the North Berrien Historical Museum, has been described as a viable Nesbitt replacement in the Senate. However, because she started in the House after the 2018 elections, she'd only be able to serve in the Senate for one term. Should she stay in the House instead to maintain seniority in that chamber? Another person possibly considering it, retired Michigan State Police Captain Michael Brown, who tried running for governor in 2022. He has actually been asked to run for the seat. Brown did not appear on the last primary ballot for governor due to fraudulent signatures on his candidate petitions. He also is currently serving as the Lincoln Township clerk after running in the almost 15,000 person community as a write-in candidate. That's how he won the seat for Lincoln Township clerk. Now, this is interesting because someone who might have strong credentials to run for Nesbitt's Senate seat would be the senator's own constituent relations director. His name is Josh Prigocki. He is a Pawpaw native, Hillsdale College alumnus, and a 2023 fellow for Michigan State University's Michigan Political Leadership Program. He has produced multiple legislative leaders in the Capitol. However, some in the area don't think that he has any political desire to run. Additional names floating around is the current House Speaker Pro Tem, Rochelle Smith of Shelbyville, Pasco Township Treasurer Kenny Clevenger, and Brown Holtum. Holtum relocated back to her home county of Van Buren after losing to now former State Representative Christine Morris by 4,800 votes during the 2020 Kalamazoo-based Battleground House District. However, she does have an active website previewing a state house run for Southwest Michigan. So it's going to be kind of interesting to see who ends up getting into that race. And again, that's to replace the current minority leader who's running for governor. He's term limited out. They're going to get a new senator. Senate District 21. Well, some Democrats in the greater Lansing area would still love to see State Senator Sarah Anthony run in the 7th Congressional District against the Republican incumbent Tom Barrett. But the odds of that happening appear to shrink as the media in Washington, D.C. cover the Democrats who have parachuted into races. For example, American Ambassador Ukraine Bridget Brink and President Barack Obama's nuclear code carrier Matt Madsen. Anthony, the Senate Appropriations Chair, is loved and charismatic and could instead spend next year in her safe Democratic seat campaigning for her party in order to maintain control of the state Senate. Well, there is a July filing period for legislative candidates. This report that came out last Friday showed Anthony has $177,849 cash on hand to defend her Senate seat. Some wonder if she would go from being the Senate Appropriations Chair to potentially the caucus leader. So it's going to be very interesting to see what she decides to do and whether or not she's going to consider running against U.S. Congressman Tom Barrett. Two more Senate districts to look at. Short break. Word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Now, y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north, and you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. One Senate district that's a foregone conclusion, a conservative insider said to MERS News Service, the 22 district Senate district for the current seat held by term-limited Senator Lana Tice, yeah, that race is over. Livingston County Sheriff Mike Murphy running to replace her because she is term limited. Well, last year, Murphy won re-election for the sheriff's post unopposed, still gaining 88,825 votes more than the 81,217 who cast ballots for Donald Trump. Since March, just a few months ago, Murphy has already raised $113,428 in his candidate account for Senate. He's attracting new donors that did not contribute to Tice and other Brighton-based legislative candidates. So, looks like Livingston County Sheriff Mike Murphy is going to be the next state senator and will be able to serve three state Senate seat terms due to the extension of our term limits, 12 years in the state Senate. Now, two other Senate districts that are very interesting. Senate District 23 includes some of Oakland County's most reliable conservative communities such as Brandon Township, Oxford Township, Clarkston, White Lake, and Orion Township. Going to be anticipated that the state representative, Donnie Steele, she will take a stab at the seat. However, she won a House seat last year that was heavily targeted by Democrats, still winning by 2,661 votes. Democratic groups spent nearly $120 per vote on digital and broadcast advertising to unseat her. If Steele jumps in, Republicans, however, will need to ensure that a viable replacement for her is found to keep that very competitive House district seat. Another possibility for the Senate district seat is Mike Harris, state representative from Clarkston. He's the chair of the House Insurance Committee, former local union president for the Patrol Officers Association, as well as the POAM, the official Police Officers Association of Michigan statewide. Typically, statewide Republican donors and organizations won't participate much in such a dependently red district. However, if somebody like State Representative Josh Shriver enters that race, Shriver has made controversial comments on race and gay marriage, has been condemned repeatedly. There could be efforts from within Lansing to keep him out of the race. So that's going to be interesting to watch. Lastly, 24th Senate District. Very interesting what's happening there, because potentially Macomb County face-off between State Representative Joseph Aragona of Clinton Township and Douglas Wozniak, Republican of Shelby Township. Earlier this year, Aragona was being looked at as a possible replacement for U.S. Congressman John James for the 10th Congressional District. He covers the southern portion of Macomb, Rochester, and Rochester Hills. However, the 24th Senate District would offer Aragona more job security in a county's red community of Shelby, Bruce, Ray, and Washington Townships. He could serve 2 4-year terms, and the district wouldn't have to come up with the same multi-million-dollar battleground spending that's going to take place for the U.S. 10th Congressional District race. Why? Because John James is running for governor. Wozniak, on the other side, is also seen as interested in running for the Senate. He won a special election in 2021 to represent some of the very same townships due to the seat being vacated by former Senator Peter Lucido, who left Lansing to become his home county, Macomb County, prosecutor. However, this was done before legislative maps were redrawn for the 2022 elections. The main reason this is going to be interesting, Wozniak could only serve one term in the Senate. In the summer of 2021, Wozniak won a 7-person Republican primary, which included previous Representative Pamela Hornberger, as well as grassroots Trump-endorsed candidate Terrence Mikowski. Wozniak won that primary against those 7 Republicans with 35.7% of the vote. So Wozniak evidently has good name recognition. He's a hard campaigner and might decide to run, but he's only going to be able to serve one term in the Senate. Very, very, very interesting. So these are some races we're going to keep an eye on, because it could determine whether or not, based on which Republicans get in and get the nomination, whether or not they take back control of the state Senate next November. Hour number 2 today's show, top of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
This from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad